Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Regan Romero Maikes at ating pag-uusapan ng ilang sandali makalipas ang huling araw ng mundo. Magandang araw, Regan!
Magandang araw din, Maridel.
Congratulations! Ikaw ay isa sa mga finalist ng Madrigal Gonzalez Best First Book Award ang 21st taon nito. Ang ilang sandali makalipas ang huling araw ng mundo. Medyo timely ang pamagat.
Yes, Maridel. Nakakabigla din ang iniisip ko. Like, looking back at my work of poetry, may mga tula ako about pandemic, about, even hindi lang yung pandemya. May ilang titulo doon na parang I was thinking of what if parang nasusunog yung langit and all. So, may mga, title about I remember yung bushfire dito sa atin or yung ibang scenes na, you know, there are disasters happening in other parts of the world. So, ito yung tema ng libro, but not all of it is about disaster. Meron din mga personal titles about love, grief, death, family, my childhood, memories of, you know, happy events as well. So, yun yung libro ko na publish noong 2019. Though walang malaking launch pa because of the pandemic and hindi pa ako nakaka-uwi sa atin.
Pero, ang maganda dito, dahil nabanggit mo kanina, ito ay sinimulan mo ng 2015. So, marami sa mga nilalaman ng mga tulang ito ay pre-COVID.
Yes.
4 taon bago siya tuluyang nailimbag. Naisip mo ba? Grabe, tinadhana yata.
Hindi naman sa ganun. Pero I guess because in my memory of growing up, I experienced a lot of disasters coming from our country, the Philippines. So, ando na yung Bagyo, ando na yung 1990 earthquake, and eventually yung Mount Pinatubo eruption. So, part of my writing before is about rethinking of those disasters that I have experienced or we experience as a people. And then, yun nga, nung 2015, so kinolekta ko lahat ng mga nasulat ko, came up with a book, thought of, kasi ganun naman in publishing poetry, you have to kind of think of your collection, ano ba yung theme, ano ba yung nagbubuklod doon sa mga naisulat ko. So I thought of what if someone will write all those disasters after the end of the world. So kaya ko naisip yung titulo, but a lot of it is about, you know, personal reflections as well, but the biggest part of that collection is looking at how we as a people, or me as a poet, would face a disaster.
Isa rin sa maganda sa mga sinulat na salita o akda ay parang kahit balik-balikan mo siya, nabibigyan mo siya ng panibagong kahulugan na naaayon mo sa kasalukuyan.
Yeah, I think that is a very beautiful way of saying or you know, kind of explaining poetry. Ang ganda nung sinabi mo na, you know, ganun naman ay yung tula in itself as a literary form. So, meron akong meaning na iniisip nung sinulat ko yon. Pero yung reader, and then I guess yung moment na kapag binasa mo yung tulang yon, would also add to the meaning of that piece of work or that poetry that I have written. Kaya I think ngayong may pandemya, kakaiba siguro yung pakiramdam kapag binasa mo yung mga tula doon, kasi meron akong naisulat na tula tungkol sa paano kaya yung isang nagbebenta ng kakanin, you know, what if dapuan siya ng COVID. Hindi ko inisip na COVID, pero inisip ko lang na may you know, some kind of invisible epidemic that is happening in that town. Paano niya ipagpapatuloy yung pagbebenta niya ng kakanin, paano niya bubuhayin yung kanyang pamilya, you know. So, may mga ganong title doon sa book na hindi ko naman inisip na mangyayari with COVID right now. But I was just thinking yung mga speculations ko of something. And it's just so surprising that it did happen, you know, with COVID-19.
At maganda rin na nabibigyan nga, sabi mo nga, ng iba't ibang kahulugan, depende sa bumabasa ng tula.
Yes.
At anong kaibahan ng paglikha at pagbuo ng tula kung ihahambing sa mas mahabang sanaysay o kwento?
Magandang tanong yan. I guess yung challenge of every writer is to come up with a meaning. Yung kahulugan na yun, it might be really personal, it might be critical, it might be around, you know, a social statement about, you know, politics or what's happening in the world right now or in the society. So maraming motivation ang isang manunulat para magsulat at ipakahulugan yung kanyang kalagayan or sitwasyon. And sa tula, yun yung challenge is, paano mo, let's say, i-define ang isang pandemya or let's say COVID-19 or yung kasaysayan ng tao ngayon na dumadaan sa napaka challenging sitwasyon, you know, not just with COVID but with the global climate crisis, and in a very few lines, you know. So yun yung kaibahan. In a novel you can discuss a very long story, or in a short story you can discuss let's say the development of a character or a plot, but in a poem you will have to kind of write those statements in, let's say, 10 or less lines.
Mas mahirap.
Hindi ko rin naman masasabing mahirap or madali. I guess yun nga yung kailangan i-develop ng isang makata. Kaiba rin naman sa, let's say, skill na dine-develop ng isang writer. Kasi yung short story writer, I mean, or a novelist, because you have to sustain that kind of writing for a lot of pages.
Ang maganda siguro sa literatura ay na isusulat niya at mababahagi niya sa susunod na salinlahi ang anumang kaganapan sa kasaysayan na naayon sa iba't ibang pananaw at karanasan, hindi lamang sa mababasa mo sa mga history books, di ba?
Tama yan. And ito yung isang bahagi ng pagkataon natin na done in a very creative way. Sinabi mo na, you know, pwede naman tayo magsulat ng kasaysayan or yung mga balita na naririnig or napapanood natin or binabrowse sa ngayon, ay pwede rin ipahayag sa malikhaing paraan. And yun na nga yung sinabi mo kanina na it could be in different ways or ways of creating meaning. And in different forms. So a poet can write like 10 lines about a disaster, and someone can write like a trilogy as a novel, and you know, someone can do a painting. So this is, I guess, bahagi ng ating pagiging tao na maipahayag ang mga nangyayari sa atin sa isang malikhaing paraan. At sa ganun, mas maka-apekto pa ito sa ibang tao in whatever ways or intentions that a person may express this form or information.
Ano ang pakiramdam mo nung nalaman mo na isa ka sa mga na-nominate para sa gawad na to?
Siyempre, malaking karangalan na mapabilang sa mga, kumbaga, mga manunulat na nagagawaran ng ganitong pagkilala. Award is just one thing, but I guess the other thing is to be read more by many people, and awards like this would help writers, especially in the Philippines, to be not just recognized for their brilliance or for their creativity, but it will give the public a way of knowing which author might be a good suggestion to be read, or which work might be interesting to read right now. Of course, syempre limited din naman yung influence ng isang award, but I think because this is a prestigious award in our country, especially for newly published writers, it gives a comfort na may ganoong recognition na binibigay sa bansang kagaya natin na, you know, hindi pa rin naman natin masasabing, you know, widely read ang mga makata or ang mga nobelista sa malaking populasyon.
Pero isa to sa mahalagang hakbang, hindi ba?
Yeah, and ang alam ko ngayon, naririnig ko rin, is marami sa mga kabataan or young professionals are really into reading new works. Marami na ngayon ang nakikita ko na or naririnig na nagbabasa ng young adult fiction or are interested in reading both Filipino and English works of creative writing. So I think this is a good sign that we as a nation are starting to value, you know, literature.
Isa sa mga magagandang balita dahil ang literatura ay panghabang buhay, hindi ba?
Yes, and sabi mo nga, you know, it's a recording of what's happening in our society or in our moment right now, but in a very creative and different way.
Maraming salamat, Regan Maicas, at congratulations muli.
Maraming salamat din, Maridel.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.